This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
I'm Tank Sinatra.
And I'm Investigator Slater.
And together we co-host a podcast called Psychopedia, which is a true crime podcast infused with comedy, making it a crimedy. Each week, Investigator Slater brings us a wild and thoroughly researched true crime case. I'm here to digest it all and react just like you probably are, right there on the other side of the microphone.
Somehow, I've got to present each case with the detail and respect it deserves, while also cracking up at Tank's perfectly timed humor and thought-provoking questions.
Listen to and follow Psychopedia on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Rivalry Week with Danny and Dusty.
Now we'll throw it. It's caught. Tez Johnson inside the outside of the 15 on a juke to the 10, to the 5. He got to the pylon. Touchdown, Tez Johnson.
Bud Light presents a Rivalry Week edition of Danny and Dusty.
Nothing easier to enjoy than that. Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Enjoy responsibly. 21 plus.
Rivalry Week with Danny and Dusty.
Back to throw. Gabriel steps up, gonna run. Got a block. 10, 5, Danny Gabriel. Touchdown, Oregon.
On the Odyssey app and 1080.
Kelly in the name of
the Fan.
Chow Belly.
Holla at your boy.
There we go. Look, it's a short 30-minute edition of Danny and Dusty today. Neither one of them in the studio because, well, to be frank, we're only here for 30 minutes. So we're going to bring you a couple of best of segments from November 8th. That was a Friday afternoon when Jeremiah Coughlin came in and sat down for a couple of segments. We're going to get you ready for this long holiday weekend as well. Black Friday, we've got coverage of Georgia Tech at number 7, Georgia, 4:30 kick on ABC. We're going to have coverage here on the Fan starting at 4 o'clock. And of course, on Saturday, live coverage of the number 1 Oregon Ducks hosting Washington. That starts at noon, live from outside Autzen Stadium with Dirt, Dusty, and Anthony Newman. Stick around after network coverage for the Ducks post-game scoreboard show. But so I guess without further ado, we're going to take you back to November 8th. That was a Friday afternoon with Jeremiah Coughlin, funnyman from the Portland Pickles, in studio.
Fart Hammer.
There you go. The good old Fart Hammer himself, Jeremiah Coughlin, live and in studio. Yeah, there you go.
There we go.
Red button.
We just got to turn our red lights on.
Sorry,
here.
Sometimes I forget my permits or duties.
It's okay.
The lights are on. Well, when Paul Simon is playing, nobody's going to hold you accountable, no, Jeff.
We know that you're going to be tapping that imaginary hood.
I am.
In the office there.
Absolutely.
Jeremiah Coughlin joining us in studio. You are playing at?
Helium Comedy Club.
When?
The 11th on Veterans Day.
There you go.
Monday,
a little salute
11,
to 11.
Yeah. You get half price tickets if you are a veteran, actually.
Do I?
Yeah. VET 50, V-E-T 50 at checkout, and you get half-price tickets.
Do I have a
It's
game?
Not just performing. Headlining the Helium Comedy
Headlining
Club.
Headlining the Helium Comedy Club, yeah. It's exciting. I get to do it like once a year, and I'll take it locally. And
it's a big deal, though, right?
Yeah.
Like when you get to headline like in your club.
Yeah, it feels great. It's
right?
The best club. I've worked a lot of clubs in this country, and it's probably the best to me, you know, and to top five to a lot of people that aren't, you know, like beholden to it. You know, I just love it because it's mine. But if it wasn't mine, I would still love it. People love coming here, and it's a great room for comedy.
Yeah. Okay, good. I'm glad you clarified that, because if somebody just got in their car right now and you're like, I work a lot of clubs across the country. They thought you may be a male stripper. Mm.
And, you know, we basically have the same job. You know, it's just we get up on stage and be like, who here likes me?
Have you ever gotten tipped for comedy?
Know? Oh, yeah.
You get tipped?
Yeah.
Wait, am I wrong for not tipping?
Yeah. No. You're doing fine. Okay. But actually, like right before like lockdown, we instituted like a QR code system where it was like, hey, if you like the jokes, you know, and like handed them out before the show. My buddy Nathan Brannon was like, came up with that, and I was like, this is a great idea. And he just print out like 1,000 QR codes and put them on every table, and you get like, I think one night I got like $150.
Whoa! Yeah, that is a good little hack. So you are like a stripper
a little bit,
except for not with singles. I came up and I gave just threw a single on the stage, that would probably be frowned upon though, because you're supposed to stay seated.
Yeah, I have had. There was a show right at the very end of lockdown in the Mill in Coos Bay. Mm-hmm. It was going very poorly for me, and it was. I hadn't done comedy in a while. It was going pretty rough, and there was a older gentleman got up and walked to the stage and like handed me $100 bill and said, "I'm sorry, this is happening to you." And that was that was pretty cool. Yeah, because it was like they were still shutting down a lot of the town, and so was coming to the casino.
Yeah,
yeah, that was I used to do a joke about it where I have an ex-wife, but I don't talk about her on stage because she wasn't funny. And I said that in this room as I'm bombing, and like a different old guy from the back of the room yelled out, "Then you two are perfect for each other."
That must have been like the hardest time for comedy too, because people were so tightly wound. And then
there was a lot going on, yeah.
And then it got to the point where everybody's like, no, we actually need to laugh. Yeah. And then virtual shows started popping up, and then like you had drive-in movie theater type places doing stand-up
shows.
Yeah, didn't
Kreischer and Segura, didn't they kind of pioneer the whole like the drive-in thing?
Yeah, we were doing an open mic here that was like it was you tuned into like an AM transmitter. And
oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
Shortwave radio.
Yeah, just people parked and you stood up there and you did your comedy, and then people were supposed to honk instead of laugh. You know, it was a little weird.
So I'm a little curious.
Wait, so that's how you know if you're bombing is if like you're like, these cars are very quiet.
Somebody else with a little bit of a local tie here who, you know, appears like on Ian Carmel's podcast frequently and whatnot, Zach Toscani has taken to doing the home show tours. Yeah. What do you think about that?
I think that's a great idea. Mm-hmm. I'm very jealous of him. If anybody wants me to come to their house, because they also always have like an amazing spread.
I did notice that. Yeah, he likes to post the pictures
like
of the food.
37 pounds of barbecue brisket also. So, yeah, sign me up.
And it seems like he has a great time doing it.
Yeah, I think that's it's great. I think it's if once you establish that sort of grassroots where you're doing that, then you're kind of on your way. But getting that where you got to get the word out, and you know, it's hard enough just to get work in clubs and everything else.
Would you rather do an in-home show or a corporate show?
Well, I've done some bad of both. Like I've done shows in people's houses. I've done birthday parties and stuff like that. So very
for children.
The strippers is very close. No, for adults. And then
you dress up like a police officer, knock on the door.
It's Danny DeVito and Friends when he does that.
Anyway. Can somebody call a plumber? I'm here to check your pipes.
Yeah, nothing like that. But then I've also done comedy like in a doctor's office. In the like Saturday morning for a birthday thing, and they were very nice people, but they were, you know, I mean,
different audience.
I've heard a lot of the corporate gigs, they don't know often a comedian is even coming, so they don't know really what to expect. But a birthday party, they're there to have a good time.
Yeah.
And they're there to party, and they often know, hey, we got a comedian coming. Mm-hmm. So that would probably be an easier room.
Have you ever been sprung on an audience before?
Well, I mean, I feel like most of the shows you do when you start doing comedy are sort of ambush. We call them ambush shows where everyone's there like, oh, the game's over, turn it off, and now there's a comedy show, and you just came here to, like, talk to your friend that you haven't seen in 5 years, and now we're going to make you listen to comedy. But no, like, as far as, like, personal booking stuff, nothing like that. There has been kind of like a surprise party situation, but that's, you know, I mean, again, it's your birthday. Someone like is doing this for you,
and they probably have a good understanding, at least generally, of what they would or wouldn't like.
Yeah. And I have a bunch of like holiday party stuff coming up. By the way, if you work for a company that has a holiday party budget, give me a shout.
Yeah, let's go.
Love to do it. So yeah, I mean, there's like a couple of IT places in Tigard that reached out, and we're gonna do like their holiday party. So that'll be fun.
That's great.
Yeah, I know. I think the worst, not the worst, but like the toughest one, I did the Reserve Golf Course. We did the holiday party there once, and that was kind of like, it was just
different
crowd. Well, there was just a definite delineation of the people who like worked in.
I bet maintenance loved you.
Yeah.
You know, like,
yeah.
Well, no, not even bet. Like,
you know what I'm saying?
That definitely has a Bill Murray Caddyshack kind of vibe. Like,
the way you got to pull the cooks too, I bet.
You.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
But
yeah.
Like the head pro is probably like,
Yeah, it's just different.
It's a, you get
different kind of group.
Yeah, that is.
There's some stuffed shirts in there.
I've always wondered how do you, because like in an office setting, everybody has like a loud laugher.
I love them.
You love the loud laugher?
I love a good crackle.
Ours just left.
There's yeah, that's right. A loud laugh it can derail some comedians, though.
Yeah, I've seen that happen before. I've seen some people get kind of upset. I actually saw a lady get kicked out of a comedy show for laughing once.
No.
Having too much fun.
Like, a person is enjoying your set so much.
See, that makes me judge the comedian.
Oh, God, yes.
Exactly. I won't tell you who it was, but I vowed from that day forward, because I was the opener on that show, and I was like, I will never treat anybody poorly for having too much fun.
Yeah, you enjoy what I'm doing so much that you can't contain yourself. You must leave.
Yeah. I mean, there's a difference between, you know, like people that just drink and then
being disruptive,
physically
A-holes.
Can't stop talking, you know, where they're just like,
that's annoying.
It happens, but it's part of the job, you know?
Has anybody called you Sammy Hagar? I cackled when I saw that bit that you have as part of the teaser on your socials for.
Yeah, that was in Eugene. Yeah, some dude came up to me. He was like, I didn't know I was going to see Fat Sammy Hagar tonight. Yeah. He did. He sounded like Hank Hill, too. He was like, hey, feller, I don't know.
Damn it,
like
Bobby.
Fat Sammy Hagar.
That boy just ain't right.
Yeah. And I was like, dude, Sammy Hagar's fat.
Oh, God.
He's like, not that fat, brother.
What a ridiculously bold thing to come up to somebody you do not know.
But at least
stranger.
It was funny
to say.
Yeah. Yeah,
you know, I mean, if you're gonna be bold, be funny.
You're wearing a hat today. How long? Like, we have a flow off between you two.
Oh, yeah, it's getting there. I actually got it cut. I got it cut like 2 weeks ago just to trim it back.
Mm. Yeah,
it's like in a weird in between phase, but it's getting better.
All right. Well, coming up next after the break, we're gonna have more Jeremiah Coughlin in studio as he talks going Lady and the Tramp and Cotton Eye Joe. Stick around for the rest of that.
It's time for a Blazers report on The Fan. The inside story on the Portland Trail Blazers. Brought to you by Aztec Willie's Taqueria.
The Trail Blazers, they wrap up their 5-game road trip this afternoon in Indianapolis against the Pacers. Matisse Thybulle still out. He sprained an ankle in his ramp up to return to action. Donovan Clingan's knee, he's going to be reevaluated in 2 weeks. And Robert Williams III in the league's concussion protocol. Jeremy Grant, doubtful with a knee sprain. Scoot Henderson, DeAndre Ayton, and Chris Murray are questionable. It's a 4 o'clock tip on the OG K2 Channel 2. The Blazers are 10.5-point dogs. After this, the Blazers return home for a quick 2-game set. Friday hosting the Kings, and Sunday hosting the Mavericks. They are currently 7-11 on the season, the third worst record in the West, and tied for the seventh worst record in the league. This Trailblazers report on the Fan, brought to you by Aztec Willie's Taqueria, the best place to go before and after games or any event. Check them out on the corner of Southeast 15th and Broadway or at AztecWillies.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Look, we are on a super truncated Wrestling Wednesday edition of Danny and Dusty. We're done at the bottom of the hour to hand you over to Ducks basketball. But right now, we got another best of segment. It's comedian Jeremiah Coughlin in studio, where he talks going Lady and the Tramp on a sandwich and taking his top off to Cotton Eye Joe.
Live and in studio, Jeremiah Coughlin. He's got a show at Helium Comedy Club Monday, Veterans Day. What time?
8 p.m.
And where can people get tickets?
You can go to jeremiahcoughlin.com. You can go to, it's Helium.
Portland.heliumcomedy.com.
That's it. Yeah. It always confuses me, but yeah,
they've got a lot of,
because there's multiple locations.
Yeah, you got to put the Portland in first, but if you just Google Helium, my name.
You are headlining, opener, host. Who do you got?
Yeah,
who's
Megan,
joining you?
Megan Otto, who's she's great. She's kind of newer at stand up locally and doing a great job. Just, I think this will be one of her first host jobs at the old Helium Comedy Club, and then Dylan Jenkins, who's, him and I basically started together. He's been one of the guys that's opened for me all over the place. He's
sweet,
great guy, fantastic human being, very funny. Yeah, that's it. That guy.
Mm-hmm.
He's lost over like 100 pounds.
No way.
And he looks so amazing. And he just started walking.
So he came in with you here the first time you guys came in here when we got into the studio. That's right.
That was a long
when
time
you
ago.
Were gone.
Yeah. Yeah,
I got to point you out because you're never here when Jeremiah comes in.
It's
I think
not
I must have been gone too.
It's not a coordinated effort.
Hey, what do you got?
Nothing. I love you, man.
He's just always, if he's not here, he's footballing.
I'm footballing.
He's got a
very
lot of footballing hard. To do.
Okay, yeah,
high school and college.
Yeah. I noticed that wasn't you drawing up plays in the lobby, though.
That's not my play. I didn't draw it up, but I named it because we have
it.
Yeah. Chuck Fish out there drawing it up.
He's like, we have these concepts, so I'm just going to use our name for it.
This is what we call it. This is what the name is. And you can steal it.
I figure it was you or maybe Sook, but it was Fish, I guess.
Yeah.
Sook caught me eating a sandwich over the parking lot when he came in, actually. I was out there. I was just eating, you know. You know when you used to get drunk and eat over the sink?
Yeah,
I was
absolutely.
Eating over a parking lot is that times a million.
I mean, yeah, I know how I used to do that.
Yeah, you know, last weekend.
Oh, I formerly did that.
Oh, you mean Sook getting out of his car in his Brazilian jiu-jitsu gear, looking at you eating a sandwich in the parking lot?
Yeah, he was eyeballing me.
Did he want to, like,
go Lady and the Tramp on it and have a little bite of my Jersey Mike's?
I was thinking go for like a rear naked chokehold, but
maybe. Lady and the Tramp is a much better visual. I'm a little meatball sub just beating in the middle.
I'd pay for that.
He's a good guy. We're buddies.
Oh, man. So, wait, 100 pounds, and you guys are on the road a lot. Like, you're everywhere.
Everywhere. I know.
You're gone a lot.
I am. Someone just brought that up last night. We were like, you did this thing where you said you went to Chicago, and then you said you went to Vegas, then you said you went to Alaska, and I was like, yeah, I've been to all three of those places, plus Tucson, since September. Like, in the last 8 weeks, I've gone to all of those
places.
Oh, God. Wow.
So.
How hard is it to keep a schedule like that? Like, I just feel like I would go insane trying to keep up with travel like that.
No, I mean, it's not too bad. It's just you got a calendar and you just got a Google calendar. You know, I used to try to do an actual paper calendar. No.
Wasn't working.
No, you got to have it in you. You got to have it on you at all times. You got to have the ability to edit it, all of that.
Responsible adult.
Google really helped.
Random question for you, and this is coming from a quasi place of experience. Yes. Have you ever been thrown out of a place? Of all the places that you traveled to?
Current, like, for doing comedy?
Just
in general?
Just in general.
Like, no, I quit drinking 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. I mean, we can talk about that, but I haven't been kicked out of a place since then. You know, I mean, I got kicked out of kind of a crappy karaoke bar in Wilmington, Delaware for taking my shirt off. They got all mad. They started playing Cotton Eye Joe. So I was like, well, what am I supposed to do? I'm going to take my shirt off, like swing it over my head.
It's like laughing at a comedy show.
Yeah.
How can you do that?
Red-blooded American. Cotton Eye Joe comes on. This tarp's coming off, and I'm going to swing it over my head. And then they were like, put your shirt back on. And so I was like, so I did. And then I took it off again, and they got mad.
Oh, it's the second.
It was the second. Yeah, it was always, you know, the second.
It's always the second time you take your clothes off.
Did they recommend a place you could go and take your shirt off? Because I mean, I feel like
is
there a Cotton Eye Joe friendly location?
You need to go down to Dale's. That place, they'll let you take off your shirt, and they'll play Cotton Eye Joe at 11 o'clock on the dot.
That would be great. I would show up, but no. But yeah, I haven't been kicked out of anywhere. I mean, I'm pretty well behaved. Most days.
He's house trained now.
Yeah. Well, you know, quit drinking. I just posted a thing about that, the Sober October. Did you guys ever do Sober October?
No.
I got a thing where I think it's for tourists.
You know, I think I made it to the second once.
You made it to this October 2nd? Yeah. It's like, if you think you need to quit drinking for 30 days, you probably need to quit drinking. I'm sober. I'm actually doing a recovery comedy for people in recovery in recovery. Yeah, next Friday in Vancouver, Washington at the...
Drinks in the Back?
Yeah, the RV and Style Convention Center. Not the amphitheater.
Oh, wait, there's a second building?
Center. Yeah,
so there's a big building.
I was not aware.
I've always wondered what that is.
It's a convention center. They do MMA fights in there and comedy and all kinds of, conventions.
Is it like the same exit?
No, I don't know where the amphitheater is, but it's... So the amphitheater's further north. This is like in Vancouver. It's like in Salmon Creek, I think.
All right. Look at that.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow, RV in Style.
They're taking over.
I maybe went to that place and saw an MMA show like years ago. Hmm. I remember going to one somewhere in Vancouver.
Unsanctioned like barbed wire match.
Okay.
Hell in a Cell.
I need to know more about the Jeff Rust MMA fights version of you.
Van Zandt before she was doing other things?
I think this was pre-marriage even, so we're going like a quarter century ago pretty much.
Yeah, I think they do like Northwest Cage Warriors or something like that there, because we were in little negotiations because of what I do for the Pickles.
Mm.
They're like, would you like to come do this for the MMA fights?
So instead of pickles.
Yeah, I'd be like, punch him.
I like
it. I don't know. But I was too busy. I couldn't do it.
The amount of testosterone in that building.
Yeah, you don't want a microphone and a smart mouth.
I mean, if a relief pitcher gets mad that you're yelling, keep him in.
I know.
Imagine what the dude, when you're yelling, knock him out. That guy is going to not. That's not going to go well.
I know.
And the thing that you need to worry about is his idiot friends that are there
at the fight.
Yeah. Like, hey, bro, that's my buddy, bro.
They probably also all have cauliflower ear.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing is, like, all of those events, like, I used to work at the arena in Tri-Cities where I grew up. And anytime we did the Tough Man amateur boxing thing. There was always more fights in the audience than there is in the ring because of like alcohol and testosterone and all
that. So it's a Dodgers game.
Yeah. Yeah. It's very similar to that. I think they should just in the baseball and football stadiums, they should just make a section where violence is acceptable. And
you're preaching to the choir right now.
You just buy a ticket. Like if you're going to wear your Rams jersey and I'm going to wear my Raiders jersey. And if we get out, you know, like because I've been to. I went to the old L.A. Coliseum when they played the Eagles, and there was a lot of violence around us. There was a lot of violence.
The only thing holding that back is the NFL's ability to monetize it.
Yes,
now, if you have cameras fixed in there where they can sell, like, it's almost like Red Zone. Like, hey, we got a fight. We got a fight going on in Indianapolis.
They cut to the cameras.
They go to the cameras of the fight section.